Look, a growing number of local governments, businesses and community groups actually think our urban areas could do with a lot more trees. And back in 2013, representatives from all across the country came together to devise something called the 2020 Vision. It aims to make Australian cities like Sydney 20% greener by the year 2020. Here to talk about the project is City of Sydney Councillor, 2020 team member Jess Miller. Good morning, Jess.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Look, green spaces. I'm going to play devil's advocate here, but in a city like Sydney where population density is worrying, we're trying to avoid urban sprawl, all we want to do is develop and apparently just build property wherever we can. How do we keep green spaces current? How do we get them bigger when all we want to do, apparently, is develop?
There's so many ways you can do it. I think you only have to look to a city like Singapore, which has not only one of the most dense, has one of the highest densities of people in the world, but also some of the best green space cover. So there's a whole range that you can have both. And in fact, as cities do become bigger and more people are coexisting with each other, the role and the eco-services function of green space becomes more and more critical.
What are the eco-services functions?
Well, trees not only have the incredible capacity to clean the air, they literally serve as the whole lungs of a city, drawing in carbon monoxide and other pollutants from the air and converting them into cleaner oxygen. They also have an incredible capacity to cool. So every time you can feel the difference when you walk through a shady park. Of the drop in temperature. So that's not only really important for human health, but when you have shading over buildings, it also provides the function of decreasing the need to have air conditioning cranking at all times on that. So definitely an energy efficiency benefit. And increasingly, a lot of the researchers are showing that trees and open space also have an incredible health benefit. So by providing people with somewhere to run around is really important. There are antidepressive qualities. So some doctors, before they prescribe medication, will prescribe that people go and spend more time outdoors getting vitamin D and kind of having some of those biophilic experiences, which are quite interesting.
I'm inclined to agree with the mental health aspect. You can just see around the lunchtime in the CBD how many people flock to green areas, just trying to get a little bit of a break, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting is 2020 to me has always been this like crazy time. It's so far in the future. It's not. It's just a few years away. How are we doing in terms of this project? Are we on track?
Well, that really varies from local government area to local government area. I think one of the interesting things that we're seeing in Sydney at the moment in the broader metropolitan area is this incredible push for density. And while there are loads of benefits of density in terms of going up and providing lots of houses close to amenity like public transport, schools and health institutions, there's also a real importance to try and protect canopy where possible. So within the City of Sydney in 2013, a target was set to increase the existing canopy of 15.5% to 23.25% by 2030, and then to increase that again, also increasing density, increasing that from 23% to 27% by 2050. So we're talking some pretty ambitious targets here.
Very ambitious. Look, you mentioned Singapore before. What other cities are kind of leading this when it comes to green space?
Well, I think definitely Singapore, partly due to the climate they have and also the availability of irrigation and water, they're doing some fantastic things around vertical walls. But Sydney is holding its own as well. If you look at the One Central Park development and the innovation that's taking place surrounding green walls, there's a lot that the city is doing to incentivise and encourage really imaginative ways of incorporating green space into new developments. If you look around, there's a lot being done at the moment around street renewal. So wherever is possible. We're converting bitumen and rough surfaces into green surfaces. And that not only plays a really important role of just making things look a bit prettier, but it stops a lot of rain, and particularly in weather events, it stops as much rainwater and stormwater as possible from entering the harbour. So that in and of itself prevents a whole lot of pollutants from entering into the stormwater system, which is really valuable. So there's a lot of innovation going on, and really it's about thinking of the city as not just a place where you find bricks and mortar, but really thinking of it as an ecosystem that does have urban biodiversity and does really rely on the environment to enhance the experience of people.
It sounds like the flow-on effects are absolutely amazing. Certainly the benefits are huge. Just finally, what are the kind of major barriers that we might be experiencing when it comes to expanding green space in Sydney?
I think it depends often from council to council, but I would say that when there's a mentality of either or, so either you can have affordable housing or you can have open space, I think that's a really limiting mentality. And if you look at the work that's being done, particularly in Green Square, to say, well, sure, yeah, we're going to have 40,000 people living there over the next very short while. But I think there's been a really conscious decision from the city and from the teams working there, and the engineers in particular, of going, well, wherever possible, we're going to make sure that this tree stays here. And that's in stark contrast to a lot of what we've seen around the light rail projects, for example, where, you know, there's a tree in the way, well, we knock it down. I think that's a real tragedy. So I think it's just that mentality and that, I suppose, optimism and drive to make sure and recognise the incredible value of green space and trees and doing whatever you can to protect them.
Jess, you said it yourself, it's an ambitious project. We look forward to seeing it unfold over the next few years. Thank you so much for speaking with Breakfast this morning.
Great, no worries, Nick. Thanks for having me.